Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started.
Morning, happy Monday. Thank you all so much for tuning in for our time of devotion and prayer. So for today, our Bible verse will be Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Good morning. And today we are focusing on consistency and patience produces blessings. So I am pretty sure that many of you have already heard this verse. You probably have it memorized, but we are going to go ahead and read it today. I'm actually going to read the passage for it, which pretty much is about planting and harvesting, sowing and reaping. So I am going to start with verse 6. And actually, I'm going to start with verse 4. So let's turn to Galatians chapter 6, and I'll start with verse 4. I'm going to read the New King James Version as well as the New Living Translation. So the New King James Version reads, starting at verse 4, "But let not each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load." Verse 6, "Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith." I am also going to read the New King James, well, the New Living Translation, and starting at verse 4. "Pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done. And you don't need to compare yourself to anyone else, for we are each responsible for our own conduct." Verse 6, "Those who are taught the word of God should provide for their teachers, sharing all good things with them. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit," which is the Holy Spirit. Verse 9, "So let's not get tired of doing good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up." So our focus is going to be on Galatians 6, verse 9. So I want to talk about consistency and patience for a second. So what is consistency? Consistency is the act, it's acting or done in the same way over time. It also can mean constant, it can mean stable, it can mean orderly or continual. So let's look at what patience means. Patience is the ability to endure difficult circumstances. Patience is the ability to endure difficult circumstances. So that may involve perseverance in the face of any type of delay that you may be facing, the ability to wait for a long time without becoming annoyed or upset, the ability to remain calm or not become annoyed when dealing with problems or with difficult people, the ability to give attention to something for a long time without becoming bored or losing interest. So pretty much Galatians 6 is talking about sowing and reaping. So you will harvest what you plant. You will, if you do good, you'll receive good. If you do bad, obviously you receive bad. or the consequences of whatever that nature is that you are doing. If you are living a sinful lifestyle, there will be consequences for that as well. And if you are operating from the flesh, you will receive things of the flesh and not necessarily the things or the blessings that God has intended for you to receive. So if you do nothing and you plant nothing, then you have nothing to receive. So I'll share a personal example. So many of you, if you've been watching my Instagram stories and Facebook stories, I have planted a garden. And one thing that gardening has taught me is patience. I am already ready to plant more flowers in my garden because although I have a ton of flowers planted, they have not fully matured yet. So I have some blooms, but they haven't completely filled in my garden yet. So me, I want to go out and get some more flowers so that I can plant them so it can look fuller. But guess what? I can go out and go buy some more flowers and buy some more plants, but those flowers still take time to grow. Those flowers still take time to bloom. So although I have planted more, it's still not going to be full the way that I want it. So sometimes we do what God has told us to do. We plant the seeds that he told us to plant. But when the seeds that he has told us to plant aren't growing fast enough, then we become impatient. Or if we aren't seeing the results fast enough that we want, we start to get impatient and we start to go and help God out and move things around or adjust his plans or even add seeds to the seeds that he's told us to plant. So many times we also begin to take things into our own hands. We begin to operate from flesh because we are not patient enough to wait on God's time and wait for him to give us the harvest that he desires for us to have. But what God is telling us in Galatians is that if we continue to keep doing good, if we continue to keep doing what he has told us to do, and if we do not give up, then we will be able to reap that harvest. And it may not look like what he promised you right away, but just because it doesn't look that way doesn't mean that the harvest is not coming. What we can do in that waiting season and in that waiting period is to remember what God has promised us. Remember that you are obedient to what God has called and told you to do and the seeds that he's told you to plant. So you've done what God has told you to do. So don't grow weary in doing good. Do what he's told you to do. Don't lose heart. And in due season, you will reap that harvest that he has promised you. Now, maybe you have been consistent and you've been patient, but some things have come up in your garden that you have planted that God has told you to plant. So some of those things that could come up could be obstacles. It could be challenges. It could be things that are causing you to do more work than what you anticipated or more things than what God has showed you. Because many times we want God to show us the whole full picture, every single step ahead of the way. And that's not what God does. God tells us what we need to do, and each step of the way, he'll continue to walk with us through it and give us what we need if we continue to seek him. So maybe there are some things that are causing you to do more work. You still have to be patient and do what needs to be done. So for example, with my garden, I'm growing flowers and I'm also growing vegetables now in grow bags until I can get a raised garden bed. So with my garden of my flowers and plants, one of them has started to droop. And the other week we got a lot of rain here in Atlanta, like a ton of rain. It rained for like 3 days straight. And I'm like, oh my goodness, my garden is going to drown. But some of my roses did lose their color. Some of them wilted. Some of the petals fell off. And what did I have to do? I had to do some pruning. So there was more work that was required of me. And there are going to be times when God calls us to plant things, but we're going to have to go in and do something with those things that he's planted. So many times in the process, he's pruning us, but sometimes we may have to do some pruning as well. Also with this garden, I didn't just plant the seeds. I didn't just plant the flowers, plant the roses, plant the plants. There is some work that is required. I can't just plant those flowers and plant those seeds and leave it to God to grow the harvest. No, they need to be watered. So there are some things that God has called for you to do that require some watering as well. And remember, when you plant the seeds, don't just plant them and wait for God to do his work. sometimes there are some things that we need to do in the process, not so much in us helping God and adding things to do that he didn't tell us to do, but doing the work for what he's called for us to plant. So with this garden, I still have to water. There are some things in your life that God has called for you to do that you need to water so that you can reap a harvest. If you do nothing, then chances are you are not going to reap a harvest, or maybe you will get a harvest, but it may not be very good if you haven't done anything in between. So there may be some challenges, there may be some obstacles, but the point is for us not to give up and to continue to do what God has called for us to do, and not just plant the seeds and let the flowers, the garden, whatever your thing is, die or wilt. So think of what God has told you to plant that you haven't, because sometimes we know things and we can see the work that it takes to do it. And we don't want to start, we don't want to plant, but we want the blessings, we want the harvest. So think of those things that God has called for you to do that you have not done, because you may think that they are difficult or they require too much work or more work than what you anticipated. Or what has he called you to do that you've given up on because you haven't reaped the harvest in the timing that you wanted to receive it? Or what have you started that you have not finished? Or what have you started and you've become relaxed, or maybe you've become fatigued or you've become weary? I want you guys to really think about those things for today and even this week, and getting back to being obedient to the things that God has called for you to do. And plant those seeds and water them until you get your harvest. And don't complain in the process. Don't grow weary in the process. Don't get discouraged. Continue to seek God and trust him, and trust him for the harvest. Because if he tells you to do something, then it's going to come to pass. So do your part and do what God has called for you to do. Continue to seek him in the process, and even ask him for the strength and the ability to do what God has called for you to do. So that is our time of devotion for today from Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, encouraging us not to get tired of doing what is good or doing what God has told us to do. But at the right time, if we are obedient, that we will reap a harvest of blessings if we do not give up. So we will go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. Asking if you all could humble your hearts, your mind, and your spirit, and join me during this time of prayer and intercession as well. Asking that you not only just listen to me pray, but that you all join in and pray aloud with me as well. Even though I can't hear you, I don't need to hear you. The only person that needs to hear you is God. So go ahead and join me in prayer. And if you have some things that you want covered, please place those and speak those things before God on this morning as well. So we will go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much again for this day. I know we thank you every day, we thank you every week, but we don't want to take for granted the fact that you have given us life, that you are the giver of life, and that you still have us here on this earth breathing. You are still breathing breath through our bodies and breath through our lungs. You have given us the activity of our limbs, oh God. You've given us the strength and the ability to even wake up this morning. We thank you, Father, for even placing and laying it on our heart and even giving us the desire to want to seek your face this morning, allowing us to be able to wake up this morning and come before you for a time of devotion. We thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you for the word that you have given us on this morning, oh God. We thank you for the scripture and the passage that you have placed upon my heart to deliver to your people on today, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your timeliness, Lord. We ask, Father, that you will help us not to grow weary in doing well. We know that there are many things that you have called for us to do, many things that you've called for us to do in our purpose, many things that you've called for us to do, even in passion projects as well. And I just ask, Father, that you will begin to start reminding us of those things. Many of those things we may have forgotten, we may have put them to the side. We may have thought that, oh, it's going to take too long. Let me work on what's easiest right now. But I just ask, Father, that you will begin to speak to us on today, that you will begin to speak to us even on this week, Lord, on the things that you want us to focus on the seeds that you want us to plant on today, Father, the seeds that you want us to plant on this week. and the things that we need to continue to keep watering from there on, Lord. We thank you that you have an assignment. We thank you for the anointing that you have on each and every one of our lives. It's not just on pastors and preachers and apostles and prophets, Lord, that you have called us to be your children, and you have given us all a special anointing because we are connected to you, Father. So help us not, Lord, to compare ourselves with the seasons that other people are in. Help us not to compare the blessings that they are receiving right now. Help us not to look at their chapter, because we don't know the things that they've gone through to get to where they are. We don't know the seeds that they've had to plant. We don't know the pruning that they've had to do. We don't know the obstacles that they've had to overcome. So help us, Father, to focus on us. Help us to focus on you. Help us to focus on the things that you have called specifically for us to do individually, and not the things that you've called for other people to do. Help us to do it your way and the way that you are showing us, because what has worked in one way for another may not be the path that you are steering us on, Lord. So I just ask that you will help us to seek you daily, Father. Help us to seek you in all things. Help us to give you thanks, Father, every single day, Lord. Not just for waking us up, we are thankful for that, but we have so many more things to be thankful for that we don't acknowledge daily, oh God. So we thank you, Father, that you are our provider, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are the provider of every harvest that we are going to reap. If we are obedient, if we trust your timing, if we trust your ways, if we trust your will, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that provision has already been given to us. We thank you that you've already made a way, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you have already opened doors for us, oh God. We may not be able to see them right now, Lord, but if we continue to take the steps that you've called for us to take, then we will be able to receive the things that you want us to have in your perfect timing. We thank you, Father, that you are our defender, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are our protector, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you have kept us from danger seen and unseen, oh God. We thank you, Father, for protecting us every place that we go. We thank you for keeping us in good health, oh God. We thank you for keeping our families, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for every blessing that you have given us, oh God. And we thank you for even the blessings that are getting ready to come, oh God. May we have a spirit of expectation, Lord, because we know that you are able, that you are more than capable, oh God, that you can do exceedingly and abundantly above anything that we may ever be able to ask, think, or imagine, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for taking care of us, oh God. We thank you that you are refuge, oh God. We thank you that you are mighty, that you are powerful, that you are strong, that you are our sustainer, oh God, that you are our supplier, oh God, that everything that we need, that we can find in you, oh God, that we don't have to go to anything or even any purpose. We know that you use people, but we know our ultimate source is you, oh God. We come before you on today, oh God, just confessing our faults, confessing our sins. We know that we aren't perfect. You know that we aren't perfect. We make mistakes daily, but help us not to sweep the small things under the rug as if they have not occurred. Your word says that we are to come before you, oh God, confessing our sins, and that you are faithful, that you are just to forgive us of those sins, oh God. And that you are faithful to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord. So we come before you with humble hearts once a day, oh God. We pray, Father, that the spirit of humility will stream through us even now in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, Father, for every spirit of pride to flee in the name of Jesus. We surrender to you even right now, oh God. Everything that is not like you, oh God, we ask that you will remove it. We ask that you will uproot it, oh God. But we also ask, Father, that you will help us to acknowledge it, Lord, that you will convict our hearts, oh God, so that we are made aware of the things that we should not be doing, the things that we should not be thinking, the things that we should not be acting upon, oh God. So we pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, for a filling of your Holy Spirit, oh God. We ask that you will fill us up to full and overflow, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will anoint us afresh, oh God. We ask that you will renew us, Father, that you will give us everything that we need to accomplish your will for this day and even for this week and even the rest of this month, oh God. We pray, Father, for miracle signs and wonders to be done, oh God. And help us to truly believe that you are able, that you are able to perform miracles, that you're able to do things that man can't do, that you're able to do things that we can't do on our own, that we can't do by our own might, power, or strength, no matter how hard that we try. But may we believe that you are capable of doing miraculous things in our lives, oh God. And may it not just be something that we just think and that we pray, that we truly believe that you are able and that you will, Father. We ask that you will continue to cover this world and this nation, oh God. We ask for your healing, Father. We ask for your healing power, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to keep us in good health and covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. Anything that is not like you, Father, we ask that you will keep it from us, that you will keep it from our family, that you keep it from our friends and our loved ones and any and every person that is connected and attached to us, oh God. We pray, Lord, that we are able to walk in your favor. Your word says that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. So we speak that on today, oh God. We declare it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that everything that our hands may touch shall be blessed, oh God. That every place and every room that we walk in, oh God, that you will grant us favor, oh God. That you will pour out your blessings for us, oh God. We pray, Lord, for a double portion of your favor, for a double portion of your spirit, even right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the things that you are doing, Lord, the things that you're doing in our lives, the things that you're doing in our family, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the chains that are being broken even right now, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the deliverance that's happening right now, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will remove all division, oh God, and that you will string forth unity in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, Lord, that you will help us to be more compassionate, oh God, that you will help us to even show mercy to others, Lord. You show mercy to us daily. You don't treat us as our sins deserve, oh God. So I ask, Lord, that the same grace, the same mercy, the same favor, the same forgiveness, the same faithfulness that you show us daily, oh God, that we are able to show others the same as well. Help us to treat others as you treat us, Father. Give us loving hearts, oh God. Every heart, Lord, that is hard, and we ask that you soften it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, Lord, that you will use us as vessels for your kingdom, oh God. You have already given us mighty and miraculous testimonies, Lord. Let us not keep those things to ourselves. May we share those things with others, oh God. I pray, Father, that you give us opportunities to be able to witness, to be able to share your word, to be able to share the gospel, to be able to share Christ with others, Lord, so that they may be able to come into relationship with you, oh God, that they may be able to grow in their relationship with you, oh God. We even ask that you help us to grow in relationship with you, Father. Continue to mold us to the men and women that you have called for us to be, Lord, here on this earth, Lord. Help us to use our time wisely. Help us not to procrastinate, oh God. We know that you have great things in store for us, oh God, but we also know that the enemy wants to block those things, Lord. But we know that he can't stop the plans that you have given us, oh God, that you have for us, Lord. So help us also to be reminded of that. May we be reminded of who we are in Christ and the power that we have through Christ and through the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord. So we put on the full armor of God on today, oh God. We're guarding our mind and our heart, Father, of things that are not like you, Lord. Any darts or plans or plots or schemes that the enemy has over our lives, Lord, we ask that you will destroy them now in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, that you will give us minds of Christ, Lord, that any thoughts that come through our mind, that you help us to be able to take those things captive. If they are not aligned with who you are, if they are not aligned with what your word says, may we cast those things down and speak what your word says, speak what truth says, Lord, and for us to stand on those things, oh God. For us to stand on your word and to stand on your promises, Father. May we walk in faith, oh God. May we walk by faith, oh God. May we walk in righteousness, oh God. Anything that is not like you, Lord, purge it away from us right now in the name of Jesus. Any unforgiveness that may be in our hearts, any bitterness, Lord, anything that's not like you, oh God. We know that many times that our prayers are not answered because there are things that are standing in the way. Things that we have not confessed, people that we have not forgiven, oh God. So I ask, Lord, that you will speak to us on this morning and that you will speak to us on this week, oh God, and that you will do a work within us, Lord. We ask that you will continue to watch over us and keep us and bless us, Lord. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you're doing. And we thank you, Lord, for what you are getting ready to do. We thank you for the harvest that's coming. We thank you for the blessings that are coming, Lord. And may we rejoice in those things that are coming, whether we can see them or not, but standing on what your word says and what you have promised for us to receive, Lord. So we thank you and we praise you and we ask all these things in your precious son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you all so much for tuning in. I pray that this message has blessed you on today. I encourage you to share it with someone, whether you think that they may need it or not. I'm sure that it will bless them in some capacity. So you can text them or share this, with your followers or what have you. We are almost to the end of May and we're going to be in June very, very soon. So for the month of May, we are still reading. We're doing the challenge on the book of Revelation, which is very timely. So if you have not already, it's not too late for you to join the A Spiritual Warrior Bible Scripture Challenge for this month. And also invite you to share it with someone. You guys can hold each other accountable in completing it. We will not have Monday morning devotion and prayer on next Monday. It is the holiday. I am taking advantage of a day of rest.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.